The title of this portfolio is Pictured Rocks. I hope I'm remembering correctly that this was a designated scenic area in the upper Midwest states along one of the Great Lakes. So the title is of the place, of the subject itself, the rocks that are such colorful parts of the landscape. But that's not really the subject of this portfolio. Without hesitation, I'd claim the real subject of this portfolio is the subtle coloration that Miller uses throughout the entire project. This is a fascinating technique, and he plays it with enough variation that it's neither boring nor tricky. It's just subtle, and it works. This is not the kind of thing that you could do on every project you do. Most really effective techniques aren't. You couldn't make, for example, every portfolio you do just be light painting, or every portfolio you do be gum bichromate printing, unless you wanted to make a career of it, in which case it would be difficult for the work not to become somewhat repetitive, and for you to be known as a little bit of a one-trick pony. Miller uses this technique beautifully in this particular project, but he wouldn't use it in every project, and he hasn't. I think it's also a technique that would be fairly easy for us to identify as a technique and then say, oh, I'm going to go use that on my project, in which case it may or may not work, depending on how well the subject matches the technique. In his case, it does, and he does it successfully. But I think it can be an area of deep quicksand when a photographer identifies a technique and confuses it with a photographic style, and then becomes repetitive with that technique as though it somehow defines their view of the world. Techniques are different than photographic style. This is a successful use of technique. It would not be a successful use of a photographic style. That is to say, an entire career made up of making these kinds of pictures. But, be that as it may, it's a wonderful technique to complete a portfolio of 10, 20, 30 photographs that hang together not just by the technique, but also by the subject matter themselves. Miller does it successfully here, and it's worth noting that his success derives not merely from the technique, nor merely from the location, nor merely from his point of view, but rather a unique combination of all three, none of which are applied with an overly heavy hand.